quickly tell our students that are listening, Clara Looper, what she did.
Clara Looper led the first nationally recognized sit-in movement in America. And it was 1958 at Katz Drugstore, downtown Oklahoma City. She led 14 youth to sit in, and that began to open the restaurants to all people. That was 1958. Eventually, it led to a national movement, and then subsequently the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That ended segregation and public accommodations.
So they just sat at that lunch counter and dared them to do anything to them.
Yeah, because they weren't breaking the law. I mean, they just were there. But that's a huge story that has its roots here in Oklahoma that you'll probably tell on another story.
Yes, and I understand those 14 students, she gave credit to them because hadn't they gone out east and realized, well, they could eat anywhere out there.
Yeah. Clara Looper was the head of the NAACP Youth Council. She was a teacher at Dungy High School also, and she would produce these plays to have her students act out these plays, and that's how she taught, was through doing things like that. And one play that she did was called Brother President, about Martin Luther King. The NAACP officials for a national conference asked her if she would bring the play to the national conference, and she said yes. So she rounded up enough money to charter a bus to take the kids, and she strategically took them on the northern route going up where they could, for the first time in their life, experience going in a restaurant and sitting at a restaurant and eating for the first time in their life, staying at a hotel. So they saw a whole different side of living that they've been exposed to in Oklahoma. On the way back, she brought them through Mississippi, Arkansas, and back to Oklahoma, and that they wanted to do something to make a difference. At their meeting, they discussed things they could do, and that's how they came up with the idea of doing the sit-in. So she rounded up a couple of people with cars and said, if y'all want to do this, let's go. She took them downtown, and that was the beginning of the change. At the 1959 National NAACP Convention, there was a report filed by the Youth and College Division that talked about the great success that the young people in Oklahoma had with the sit-in movement that led to the whole regional chain of restaurants changing their policy. And in that room were the students from South Carolina, Greensboro. They listened to what was done, went back to Greensboro, and they did it there. And then Greensboro since got the credit for being the first, but it wasn't. It was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Well, I really want to thank you. And it's just really something to sit in this home where your mother lived to tell the story. So we've heard a lot about her. What would you like us to remember the most about your mother?
That she had the courage to sustain her faith that the U.S. Constitution meant what it said. She was able to get in law school, but most importantly, she was able to get out. Most of the plaintiffs in the desegregation cases, they succeed in getting the doors open, but they don't succeed, in this case, graduating. Because she felt that if they had sacrificed what they did to get her in school, it was her job to get out of school. She stressed that with all of her students, that, you know, you've got to not only get in, but you got to get out. That, to me, I think is the most important thing, because it was not easy to get in school. But once you were there, that's that isolation you were talking about a while ago. I contend that more than the physical isolation was the fact that she had to study and graduate. She had to. And she did.
Yeah. She did. Remarkable story. Mm-hmm. There should be a documentary, a film or something made. Have people talked to you about that? Mm-hmm. I mean, it should be done. I mean, it has all the staging for that kind of thing.
And got the players.
Yeah.
There's been a play, but there's no movie made about Thurgood Marshall. He is one of the most important African-American figures since Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. And many schools named after him as well. Marshall Elementary in Tulsa is named after him, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me come into your home here and visiting and telling the story. I appreciate it very
much. You're welcome. Thank you for doing it.
You bet.